Right, wrapping up the show today here on Three Chord Monty with Mike Polizzi from Purling Hiss, and a great track from his album earlier this year called Around Sound. The track was called Too Much Thinking. Not going to have to worry about that. Mondays noon to three here at WFMU. Dina before that, Come On Venus, a brand new one, and that of course is Dina Shashkus from the Cucumbers. Little Hag, speaking of New Jersey legends, back-to-back there. We heard King Cake and then Maura Weaver out of Cincinnati. Brand new one called Frizz City. Brand new album, Strange Devotion. All right, that's going to do it. Thanks again to Phantom Tollbooth. We're going to be back next week with live music from Dewclaw. And then don't forget, we'll see everyone at Rutt's Hut or at the Michael Shelley Bake Off or both. Oh, the Paul Bruno birthday party this Sunday at Monty Hall. You got it. There's a ton of stuff going on. It's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Jim Price is next.
Thank you, Joe. Listeners, I got a dilemma today. Should I talk about the October Hellraiser, or should I play some jams? Let's look at the playlist page. Hospital Gown No Cap has requested Baltimore Boom. Let's hear it. I'd like to share one last comment from our homepage. Ken from Hyde Park has left this message to you. Are you in search of music for your workday? Look no further than WFMU. They have music on tap all day, every day, making them the perfect workday companion. Thank you, Ken. So my time is up. Listeners, if you take the time to listen now, we are going to take you to other lands and frontiers where music lives. It is time for Scott Williams.
Oh, have you seen this? Where is it? Oh, yes, here it is. Yes, this letter was printed in the Sunday Times, London, 28th of September, 1969. Shall I read it to you? It was headed, Skinheads in Skirts. We are two girls who, according to your article, are skinheads. We don't think you know much about us. Round our way, the boys wear big boots, like you say, called bother boots. We're called bothers, mods, peanuts, and a variety of other names. The boys have crops, like the boys in your picture, not crew cuts. And braces are worn with their Levi's. We do work hard, unlike the hippies. I say we because we girls are mods or bovers or peanuts as well as the boys. If you want to see real, clean, decent ones, come to Bookham. We don't like long hair, hippies, flowery clothes, and anything which attracts attention. As for us girls, we wear skirts that are long by today's standards. Most of us have crops. Hair that is short on top with long back and sideboards. We wear maxi cardies, stretch lace blouses, and we don't wear makeup anymore. We're just out for a good time. Miss Jane Skinner and Chris Webb, age 15, Great Bookham.
¶¶
Billy was a queer, pilly sexy hippie. He wore gear, frilly hairy zippy. Mohair in the winter, less hair in the summer. His mac was black, scarf immaculate, tied loosely. Knots interfered with promiscuity. Beads that went all the way to eternity, especially on his trips around 3:30, did Billy the queer, pilly sexy hippie. Then one night he went to troll the dilly to spend a penny and met a skinhead Kenny. Kenny was one too many, a skinhead who hated plenty. But Billy loved his puritanical gear, his boots, his braces, his hair, and something else which was quite rare. Kenny was a doer, pimply silly drear, whose only joy was knocking down a queer. So the moment his beetle-esque brows rose in frenzy, Billy gulped, zipped up, and looked less trendy. But Crookat Ken and all his men stomped out in rounded style. Their boots as small as size being 10, they had to walk in Indian file. Billy ran up the stairs to the street and suddenly found he was surrounded by feet. What was night became the day that lovely Ken didn't want to play. Instead, he looked like some bad trip, not at all like any hopeful Kip. Which made poor Billy realize that peanuts just don't vitalize.
Thud, thud, socky. Thud, thud, thud again with the magnificent Ken. A thing into face, grab hair quickly. Snip, 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 till all was prickly, flat.
So, just like mine.
What? Oh, poor Billy, no more hat size 9. But stop!
Halt. Go back. Rerun reel. What's that between Ken's clammy hand? A load of hay? Familiar material?
A wig.
Detached from yellow band?
No, I must be Ken.
Underneath this golden mass is a head as bare...
As bare as my arse.
And what's this now? Barer still, peeping out in another thrill from torn blouse and button spill.
A pair of skinnies. God, what a pair. She's a bird. She's a bird. A bird.
So Ken became a less dour, silly, pimply drear, because Billy certainly was no pilly, sexy, hippie, queer.
Well, that's our sound effects album.
Heavens to whiz clunks. Over so soon? 'Tis a pity. Nay, 'tis a...
Yeah.